Okay, without further ado, we're going to bring him back up here, the legend himself. Y'all ready to hear some blues? All right, Beantown. Without further ado, here he is again himself, Mr. Albert King.
Inspector Payne, and dedicated to all of the blues lovers in the house. Do we have any blues lovers up in here? Come back to me. Baby, please. Won't you please come back to me?
No.
Because I am in prison. And I need your love to set me free. I woke up early one morning before the night was gone. And I looked in the bed beside me, and guess what? I was all alone. I cried, please. Won't you please come back to me? Because I am in prison, and I need your love to set me free. I know all my tears are waiting.
wasted. Oh, how I cried in vain. I know I lost my woman, but I love her just the same. Baby, please. Won't you please come back to me? Because I am in prison, and I need your love to set me free. Oh, how I cried in vain. I know I lost my woman, but I love her just the same. Baby, please. Won't you please come back to me? Because I am in prison, and I need your love to set me free. So long, so long goodbye. You know my love will follow you as the years go passing by. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the rain keep on falling down. Oh, my window pane. It has rained so much, you know. Things don't seem the same. Thank you. Thank you very much. Great Elmo James. He recorded this tune way back there yesteryear, and everybody loved it. And today, the younger people, they dig it. They don't quite understand it, but they know it's real blues. It's called The Sky's Crying. She be. I saw my baby only one morning, and she was walking on down the street. She was walking on down the street. You know, it hurt me so bad, yeah. It made my poor heart skip a beat. Baby, don't love me no more, no. I got a real bad, bad feeling. Yeah. That baby don't love me no more. You know, the sky's crying. Tears rolling down my nose. don't love me no more. I got a real bad, bad feeling that baby don't love me no more. You know the sky's crying, yeah. The tears rolling down my nose. I was a younger kid going to listen to Howlin' Wolf and Dorothy Bailey. They was playing at a place called On the Mound. I went out that night, me and my buddy. Our girls was already there, you know, waiting for us. Listen. Me and my girl, we could get on down and dance with that thing, you know. My buddy, he couldn't dance. His girl either. They had to sit over on the banks. They was what you call wallflowers, you know. I'm dancing around, having a good time, and after a while, a well-dressed fella came in there with his lady. She was built kind of nice. Just casually. Cross on the other side of the building was a little bitty little girl. She could do it too, you know. Built up like a Coca-Cola bottle, bottom of it.
Every time he get ready to dance, he would go across there and get that same girl. So his old lady said, "What the hell's going on here?" She went to the violator. Didn't have no bars like that. Yeah. Had a man over there in the corner selling corn whiskey, you know. Called him the violator. You pay 35 cents to get a half a man.
That's a half pint, you know.
So his old lady went and got her one of them half a man, and she down about half of it. She had some pretty nice hips on her, you know. She got out there right on the floor, right up beside him. She said, "Oh, goddamn, know your man for mine." She wasn't joking either. She was trying to get the message through to this lady. That was her old man. The joint kept on jumping. After a while, me and my buddy, we had to go out to the restroom outside. Out back. We get by this little house. There's a fella sitting on another man. This guy over here. Six dice. I looked at him sitting on the man. I said, "You see him sitting on that man right there? And he's trying to get his rest." And this guy heard me. He said, "You damn right, he be resting from now on." I said, "Come on, buddy. This is too tough for me." We went on back inside, having another good time, you know. The joint kept on jumping. After a while, the same fella came out back, didn't have no electric lights, had bottle lights around the wall. He pulled up a shotgun pistol. He wasn't that late. And the floor walker, the bouncer, you know, he walked up to him and said, "Hey, buddy, you can't do that here." He said, "I can't, huh?" He said, "That's right." He said, "I'm the bouncer here." He didn't make it no better, no worse. He just right between the bouncer's eyes. House up on the mound, everybody stood still for about 3 seconds or four. One way in and one way out, and they made a break to that one note. I went right between the legs. Right over that mound. See, the mound gave me a good start. I'm running along pretty good. I hear a noise behind me grunting, you know. One man said, "Suppose that's that fella coming at you, think you going to tell somebody." And I got tickled. When you get so scared, you get tickled, all you have to do is raise your feet up. They'll go forward for you. I had a cemetery and a graveyard. A bridge to cross and a cemetery to go through. I remember the cemetery a little bit coming back. Don't remember the bridge any. I'm moving on. I got to this curve to go to my house. I run way on off in the grass. I'm spinning, you know what I mean? My wheels are showing up spinning. And I got back up on my main road to go down to my house. And I still could hear this guy behind me grunting. And I had a hole in this shoe. One man said, "Stick your toe through that hole and make it bigger and bring it up around your ankle and turn the fat part out where it won't hit this leg." And that's what I did, hopping along. And after that, I ran right on off and left that sign. Come to find out, that was my buddy trying to catch me, you know. Got home, fell up on the porch, tossed my hand up there and I felt my mother's pistol I had stole. I'm supposed to be tough tonight. I done run all the way from on the mound, all the way home with the pistol up there and forgot about it. I handled that pistol, I said, you don't have to worry about me stealing it no more. She was laying there looking out the window. She said, uh-huh, I know you're going to get run out from over there one time. And then back to the mound. You might have heard about it before. On the show with Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin. Out there in San Francisco at the Fillmore West. I like to play it. It's called Blues at Sunrise. Show was on the way. And this was the second half. Everybody sitting around digging the show, having a good time. Jimmy said, hey, Big Al. I said, what do you want, Jimmy? He said, let's play some blues. I said, okay, not without the queen, though. That's Janis. Sent a guy up to the dressing room. Got Janis down, she came down with a little glass. She always had a little glass. She said, what's happening? I said, Janis, we're gonna do some blues, baby. We want you to start them off. She said, cool. And that's when I found out she really could sing the blues. Lover,
and I haven't found it yet. I'm gonna call up China and see my woman over there. And see my woman's over there. You know I've searched the whole world over, I can't find my love nowhere. No letter. You won't even call me on the telephone. Oh. No, she won't write me no letter. She won't even call me on the telephone. You know I haven't had no real good loving since that gal of mine been gone.